Earlier this afternoon, the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society announced the main stage lineup for this summer's 25th annual Jazz Fest. The Free Music Festival takes place July 14th, 15th, and 16th, featuring local and national acts on two stages at Yankton Trail Park. And joining me on the line is Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Executive Director Rob Joyce. And Rob, welcome to Jazz Nightly.
Carl, I'm here.
We've got the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. You mentioned the 25th Annual Jazz Fest lineup earlier this afternoon. I mentioned Bruce Hornsby, one of the main stage performers. Who are some of the other acts that you have for this summer?
Well, we've got a pretty diverse group of people coming to the festival this summer. Bruce Hornsby's with his band, The Noisemakers. We also have some blues with Tab Benoit and Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Javonim Magnus, who's also a blues artist, and Coco Montoya. And the jazz is pretty exciting when we talk about people like Mark Colby, who's a saxophonist from Indiana, and he's actually going to be part of our jazz camp this summer. And he's going to be working as a guest artist with around 50 kids from South Dakota and around the region, and then performing with those kids at Jazz Fest. And he's a real exceptional musician as well as being an educator. And then I'm excited about having Gene McGowan's band. It's a Dixieland band. It's called First Thursday Dixieland Band, and he's bringing in a banjo player and some other musicians from Minneapolis to play on the main stage in a real New Orleans style jazz, and I think that'll be a lot of fun. So lots of different music. I think a variety has always been part of our plan, is give people a lot of things to choose from, and hope that if they're not a fan of something like Zydeco or Cajun music, or if they're not a big fan of fusion, maybe they can spend a half an hour to 45 minutes listening to it and develop a love for a new genre. So it's exciting.
Now, this is the 25th year for Jazz Fest. How did this all get started?
Well, I wasn't actually there for the beginning, but I've heard quite a few people talking about this group of people in the community who felt that they needed to have more variety of live music. And to listen to jazz was actually, you had to go to another city to go out and listen to jazz music. And so they were actually known as the Jazz Society, and this would be the mid-1980s. And they developed a following of like-minded people who felt that they wanted to hear more jazz and then eventually more blues. And they started putting on small concerts. And in the summer of one of those years, they decided to put on what they called the first annual jazz festival, and about 250 people showed up. It was free, and they did it in the backyard of someone's house, Chris Carlson, who's a resident here in Sioux Falls. And they were overwhelmed by the interest and the excitement by the community, and over the next few years they tried other locations to have another event similar to that. And it wasn't until, the 90s that things started to shape up a little bit with more sponsorships and a little bit more, a larger board, and people started to volunteer. And we started to take the event to Yankton Trail Park here in Sioux Falls. And that's really where it started to blossom into the event that we have now.
And now you have more than just a couple of hundred people showing up.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we have roughly 900 volunteers who help with the festival over those 3 days. And sometimes when I speak to people about, the people who come to the Jazz Fest, they would say, if we could just get the number of volunteers you have to come to our event as audience members, we'd be happy. So we're very lucky here in South Dakota that we have a lot of people that are interested in volunteering and helping us put on that show.
Now, how exciting is this that it's the 25th anniversary for the Jazz Fest? I mean, that's quite an accomplishment right there. That's a quarter century.
It is it's a pretty neat milestone. And I think that, some of the things we're doing this summer is we're looking at ways that we can celebrate the 25th We're going to be looking back at some of the TV broadcasts that we've done with South Dakota Public Broadcasting and playing some of those vignettes of various artists. And it's exciting when we can go back and see some of the musicians who have performed on our main stage who have either left us and are no longer with us, or even more exciting is when we have those artists that we've put on South Dakota Public Broadcasting that at the time were not big stars, but they were certainly, you know, very talented, and now they have an incredible name for themselves, and they've made it to the top. And I think of people like Joe Bonamassa, and Trombone Shorty, and others who have really become pretty well known in the industry. So it's exciting to be able to do those kinds of things. But we're also looking at simple things like being able to have some larger big screens on the stage so that people, you know, sitting far back can see what's happening. And we're expanding the size of those. We're also developing with Fernson Brewing here in Sioux Falls, we've developed a specialty beer for the summer called Jazz Fest 25. So it goes all the way from, you know, thinking about all the history of 25 years to what can we do to just celebrate the 25th and make it fun for everyone who attends.
Now, Rob Joyce, we were talking about the main stage, and earlier on Jazz Nightly was playing some music from past festivals from the second stage. When will you announce the second stage performers?
Well, I think we're pretty close on lining up our artists for the second stage as well. It's usually about 2 weeks later that we finalize that, and I think you're going to be pretty excited about some of the choices that have been made there as well. I know that you know, you were listening to Steve earlier, and he did a great job from Omaha. You know, we've got such a great depth of regional musicians who we can choose from. It's actually pretty hard to whittle down, you know, this list of maybe 50 different applicants and just put them into 9 or 10 slots for the 3 days.
Well, Rob, we don't have to wait until July for live music and to celebrate jazz. There's the 10th annual Jazz Crawl that's coming up on Saturday. What is happening for the Jazz Crawl?
You know, I think this is our 10th year of doing the crawl. And just to give you an example of how jazz and blues has grown in our state, the first time that we did the crawl, the Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues had 5 venues in Sioux Falls that were interested in having jazz or blues being played in their venue. And this year, we're going to hit 15 different venues. And this is simply an opportunity for people to come downtown or to go to various places throughout Sioux Falls, listen to great music, mostly jazz, quite a bit of blues, and just go from venue to venue and experience some of the talent that we have in this region. And it's been highly successful. It's a great way to introduce some, not only people to the music, but also these venues that may not have music all the time to experiment with that. And I think in some cases, the venues will say, this worked out so well, we're going to bring more music into our community and play have music played at our venue more often. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Is the Jazz Crawl, does it take place in one part of Sioux Falls?
Well, originally it started out as just a downtown event, but as we've expanded, we now have, you know, out of those 15 venues, I would say 3 or 4 now are not located in downtown proper, but are actually around the city of Sioux Falls.
And when does that all get started on Saturday?
You know, some of the bands will start at 6 o'clock. Some of them actually start just a little bit earlier, but the fun thing is that no matter what time it starts, they usually continue, you know, well into the evening. And sometimes we've even had the owner of the establishment will say, you know, if you guys can stick around for another couple hours, people are having so much fun, I'll pay you a little bit more money. So everybody walks away happy then.